This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. U.S. prosecutors have filed their biggest ever case of insider trading. Here's the allegation. SAC Capital Advisors, a hedge fund, got early warning about the failure of an Alzheimer's drug in clinical trials. That info let the fund sell its holdings in the companies that were behind the drug and reap, in the end, $276 million. The inside information allegedly came from a doctor involved in the trial. Robert Prentice has written about this kind of thing. He's a professor of business law and ethics at the McCombs School of Business at the University of Texas at Austin. Good to talk with you.
Nice to talk to you.
So the situation that is alleged to have happened here, how common do you think this kind of thing is?
It's hard to know for sure because all this happens behind closed doors, of course. But I think the best evidence is that insider trading has been increasing in recent years, in part because of the aggressiveness of hedge funds seeking out opportunities to engage in insider trading, and in part just because of, you know, how much money is at stake these days.
Doctors and other academics who are working on studies like this, I mean, we expect them to abide by some code of ethics, right? To be very upstanding. Why is that system breaking down?
Greed, I would guess. One of the biggest problems with insider trading recently has been the rise of these expert networks, where hedge funds that are looking for an edge hire expert networks to go find them experts. And in theory, there's nothing wrong with that. For example, there's a particular drug that's being tested by a particular company related to Alzheimer's. And the doctor knows the theory behind which the drug company is proceeding and believes, based on research that he or she has done independently, that this theory is not a good one and that the trial will end poorly. That would be perfectly legitimate use of a medical expert. The problem is when those experts give away material inside information that belongs to the companies that they work for, the companies they've been hired from.
If things, as you say, seem to be getting worse, what would you recommend to make them better?
Well, among other things is the SEC continued to do what it has done. It has made insider trading a priority. It has sent billionaires to jail. And the fact that it is now using wiretapping and other really aggressive means, I think, could put the fear of God in some of these hedge fund managers.
Robert Prentice, professor of business law and business ethics. He's at the McCombs School of Business at the University of Texas at Austin. Thanks so much.
Thank you.